Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It's the big SOPA Internet protest day, and there's other draconian bills meant to hack up control of the Internet also in the Congress, and we're going to be going over some of those here in the broadcast today. And I would ask callers, when we open the phones up, to give us your view on the future of the Internet and free speech as a whole, because the rest of the Bill of Rights and Constitution is under assault, and free speech is under attack in Europe as well. In fact, guys, I forgot to tell you this. Print me a BBC article about Romania. Romanian government says new EU rules go back to Soviet Union. I was listening to BBC last night, BBC Radio, and they were and it was members of the Romanian parliament and others, it was other governments, saying we can't be part of this new euro expansion. It gets rid of our sovereignty to a central power. It restricts free speech. And they were going over how the euro is a tyranny. Well, that's what Gorbachev is called the euro, but in a good way. He's called it the European Soviet. England has upwards of 80 plus percent. Of its laws actually made by the unelected bureaucracy. So this is the type of news that we have that we're going to be breaking down. Also, CBS News is reporting, like it's the best thing since sliced bread, New York moves to deploy body scanners on street and search for guns. These are body scanners on street poles that blast through your clothing. And they've got clips of the video up on CBS News. We have our own article written by Kurt Nimmo giving you some background on it. Of course, there's no mention in their article about radiation danger. But it shows the man's gluteus maximus, shows his butt. You can watch other videos of the system they're installing. They're, quote, testing right now. And you can see the frontal genitals. Just all part of government and the military-industrial complex turning the entire United States and Western world into a giant high-tech nightmare prison and charting through DARPA the development of that system. They act like the Internet's just growing on its own and all these developments are just happening and, oh, it's the future and kids in the future will only learn off video games and everyone's going to be hooked in all the time. No, they're engineering the Internet to be a matrix insertion system, to where you can't do business or even live if you're not basically just enfolded. And the new Microsoft browser systems are mouse-free, and it follows your eye. For more than a decade, most shopping centers and stores actually have cameras scanning your eye and following it for market data of what you look on, what you linger on. It's being put into databases to control you. I hear talk show hosts just in the last few weeks announcing, look, they're flying over our houses with infrared looking through them. It's incredible. They've been doing that for 25 years. 2 years ago, TSA announced what we already knew was going on from our sources, driving around with vans, blasting your home with high-powered radiation, looking right through your walls. This is the type of craziness that is going on. So, again, I want to open the phones up and break down, what do you see happening in 2012? What do you think of the whole New World Order operation? And what do you think of people really waking up? Reddit, Wikipedia, others just shutting down today to point out the attack on the Internet. We are just linking on InfoWars and Prison Planet to Congress and ways to lobby for free speech and a free Internet. Because, see, they make you dependent on the web, then they start taking control of it. It's like having the public build roads and then handing them over to private companies. It's a theft going on. And I want to explain Internet to and the Trojan horse of control coming up. Stay with us.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Covering a lot of different, incredibly important issues, obviously, here today, a host of issues. The world is really waking up to the fact that governments and select corporations have openly, in the last decade, announced a cocktail of different strategies to basically take over the free internet as we know it and turn it into a glorified cable box that has, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 choices on it that are owned by a handful of companies. And they want to use regulation, taxation, no due process, copyright claims, internet blacklisting, search engine blacklisting, and a lot of other systems and filters to basically start phasing out the free internet that we've known. And the system before a decade ago was arrogant and said the general average person will never compete with, quote, professional corporate dinosaur whore media. But in the last decade, their arrogance began to dissipate a bit, and they said, wow, we're losing market share to the, quote, alternative media. And now, about 2 years ago, different actuaries were put out by different market research firms, that now more people get their news from, quote, alternative media and trust it a lot more than ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, MSNBC, and the rest of them. and what was left of their credibility has pretty much completely dissipated. Channels like MSNBC, their top shows, maybe 500,000 viewers. I mean, it is a complete joke. Fox routinely had 5 million viewers 6, 7, 8 years ago. Now their top shows might have 2.5, 3 million. It's all shrinking and transferring into the internet, transferring into people doing news out of their basement, transferring to kind of a hybrid of shoestring media, you know, growing over time into something, quote, more organized and polished, like what we do here with the daily 3-hour radio slash TV show, the nightly news, the documentary films, the news websites, the special news reports, and the rest of it. We are leading the charge in what is seen as the new media, as Rolling Stone magazine, New York Daily News, and many other even establishment dinosaur publications have pointed out. We reach 15 million people conservatively a week, one way or another, and it's growing exponentially. How can the system compete with that? I mean, to reach 15 million people a week, something like the New York Times has to spend, what is it, $300+ million a year. But that's not going on here. We're doing this for a few million dollars a year. So that's why the system has an incentive to try to come in and to try to start curtailing and censoring the web. But they've got other plans. If you go back 10 or 11 years and read the minutes of what's called Internet 2 Consortium meetings that they've had in Austin, Texas yearly, London, Tokyo, Chicago, Toronto. If you go read these meetings, a lot of times the name of the conference will be "The Internet is Dead, Long Live the Death of the Internet." And they announce Internet 2 will be these government, corporate, super, you know, high res, high bandwidth systems. And to enter into our system, you will have to sign on as a subcarrier. So it'll be, you know, basically Google / in your website, and then you'll waive all your rights, but then you'll be trusted content. And then the system itself is going to launch hack attacks and denial of service systems and spamming things and viruses to basically shut down what is the old internet. So there'll be this basement wild, wild west system that's crumbling and falling apart. And then you'll have the big gleaming, you know, modern shopping mall version where you have to go through the digital TSA gropers, the virtual gropers, and you'll be retina scanned and face scanned to even be able to get on the internet. That's all being announced. There'll be taxes, regulations, you know, all these special certifications, and the government can delist you from the web, delist your website. There are now cases where Microsoft on record and Yahoo and others to a great extent, Google not as much, they didn't really play ball, helped build the Great Wall, the Great Berlin Wall, the Great Electronic Wall of China, to where their internet basically doesn't work very well and you can't visit most websites, period, just because they've screwed it up. And so it is Microsoft, along with Cisco and others, that are supporting SOPA. They're teamed up with Hollywood and the recording industry. And then you've got Google against SOPA, and you've got thousands of other big technology sites that are against it as well. Obviously, the Drudge Report's against it. We're against it. But you also have the International Property Right Act. You've got international treaties. SOPA is only one torpedo fired directly at our free speech. And it is the details of the bill that prove that. You're always told it's one thing. Like you're told, oh, this is so we can spy on Al-Qaeda, we're going to have the NSA spy on all of you. And then it turns out it's for the general public. Or this whole war on terror is for Al-Qaeda. Then you get the internal documents. None of it's even about Al-Qaeda. It's all about people that are for property rights, Second Amendment, who are libertarian, who want to have the republic reinstated. Real Americans. We're told, oh, this is for Al-Qaeda, but then you learn it's for U.S. citizens. And the whole thing affects U.S. citizens. The whole program is so you can be disappeared and flown secretly with a black bag over your head to some European country where you're basically interrogated, tortured, killed. And then they just have people like Mitt Romney and Barack Obama get up there and defend it. And what did Mitt Romney say two nights ago in the debate? He said, you can trust me with this power. No, the founder said, don't trust the president with dictator power. Don't let him have that power. And if they try to have that power, it's treason. I mean, we've got a clip up on Infowars.com about SOPA with Lieberman, Senator Lieberman, same guy pushing and helping write the NDAA, saying, look, we need to be able to shut down parts of the Internet or all of it to protect America. We need what the Chinese have. I mean, that is a open, in-your-face quote that we're talking about. In fact, we'll put that article up on screen for folks that are watching us right now at prisonplanet.tv. SOPA protest shut down websites. The Washington Post is reporting it. New York Times protest on web uses shutdown to take on two piracy bills, which are not piracy bills. They're due process takeover systems. SOPA in the PIPA damage the free speech. Today we fight back. That's what Reddit is saying as they basically go dark and just point out what's happening. Here's the big article that you want to get out to everybody. And again, we'll put this up for folks from Infowars.com. We'll actually show people the article of this. Secret behind SOPA. It's the end of the Internet as we know it. And it goes on. The secret behind SOPA, the so-called anti-piracy bill. This is an Infowars.com article. Up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to find this and get it out to people, if you want to get this out to people, you can basically go to the site, get it, and email it out to folks so they understand what's really happening. The secret behind SOPA is the so-called anti-piracy bill, which is today the target of an unprecedented backlash with WikiLeaks and other major websites going dark to protest the legislation, has nothing to do with piracy or copyright theft. It's all about the formal effort to mimic communist China's system of Internet censorship. But don't take our word for it. Listen to what Joe Lieberman, and you can watch the clip right there, co-sponsor of the PIPA and SOPA sister version in the Senate, said about the purpose of the behind the U.S. government's efforts to control the Internet under the guise of cyberspace. Lieberman characterized fears that the U.S. government would use such powers to censor political content as total misinformation. That's how they always do it. They say total misinformation, but then admit it. Yet goes on to admit that the purpose behind the agenda to mimic China's ability to disconnect parts of the Internet in case of war, adding, we need to do that here, too. That's the quote. Of course, communist China's war is not against foreign terrorists or hackers. It's targeted against people who dare to use the Internet to express dissonant voices against government atrocities or corruption. China's system of Internet policing is about crushing freedom of speech and has nothing to do with legitimate security concerns, as Lieberman well knows. And again, the big IT companies created by DARPA, created by the CIA, funded, given the big contracts here in the United States and Europe, are the very groups that helped build the great electronic Berlin Wall of China. This is on record. And I told you for years, this is how they would come after the web in the name of copyright. And they're now doing it when they've got all the other laws that amply deal with that and more. The different takedown notices, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, all of it. Continuing, having largely failed in its bid to use fears over cyber warfare, bearing in mind it was the United States and Israel who launched the Stuxnet attack to achieve the ultimate goal of Internet control, Lieberman has returned with the same agenda only under different guise, the Protect Intellectual Property Act, of which he is a co-sponsor. I'm going to give you the latest on this. Then big news with Iran. Iran threatens to torpedo U.S. aircraft carriers. Three U.S. warships stationed in waters near Strait of Hormuz. Ron Paul has filed suit against someone. We'll tell you about that.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The system intends to try to maintain control over information, and how the so-called establishment mainstream media is teamed up with government and has an incentive to go along with this to shut down their competition. The arrogant system thought that it could sell the public and the world on a curtailed, censored, gatekeeper internet under the guise of cybersecurity and copyright. but the world is not buying it. The people are not buying it. And this is just another example of how every time humanity stands up, we are having success. We're having victory. In fact, I have a special report that I shot yesterday with Aaron Dykes that we're going to have ready tomorrow that basically breaks down the fact that humanity is rising, humanity is waking up, and that 2012 is a year when the tyrants are coming out into the open out of a desperate need to try to dominate humanity back into submission. But the fact that on Monday, the Congress people supporting the SOPA bill and other accompanying legislation came out and said, okay, we're going to shelve it for now. Now, that was a possum move, and I said that on Monday. Now they're back saying they're going to try to vote on it on the 24th next week. But it's still a victory that they're having to go from openly promoting it and saying, yeah, it's for your own good, to saying, okay, we're not going to sign it right now. We're not going to try to pass it right now. Remember when they were having trouble with the NDAA and secret arrest of citizens? Obama came out and said, I'll veto that. People were like, oh, well, problem solved. Let him pass it. And I was like, he's going to sign it. He's going to sign it. So you do need to contact the criminals in Congress and let them know that you're aware of the fact that you're aware of their crimes and that they want to start shutting down free speech because they're desperate. But let them know that the genie is out of the bottle, that you're aware of what they've done. But more importantly than any of this lobbying the Congress critters and the District of Criminals up there in D.C. is to appreciate alternative independent press, whether it's talk radio, internet, whether it's that radio show you listen to locally, or whether it's a national show, or whether it is a website you visit, or whether it's an author. As free speech comes under attack, we either all stand together or we hang separate. And this is an issue, just like the TSA groping and humiliating people, that transcends party lines, ideological affiliation, religion. And it's something that really unifies people on basic issues of freedom. And it is that brotherhood, that sisterhood, that common humanity of us coming together that scares the globalist more than anything. So learn to flex our muscles. Learn the power we have by voting with our dollars and with boycotts and with blackouts and with demonstrations. But more importantly than all of that, exercise your free speech, or what does the old cliche say? Use your free speech or lose it. Use your muscles or lose it. Use your brain or lose it. All the studies show, chemicals included, but Alzheimer's is accelerated by being lackadaisical, by watching a lot of TV, by being passive, by not challenging yourself, by not doing word puzzles, number puzzles, by not doing new things. The system, while I support internet freedom, and while I want to keep it open and free to the extent it is now, because it's not totally free, as you know, understand, though, the globalist social engineers did design it. And it has backfired on them in some ways. They're not God. They're not in total control. But listen to me carefully. In the Pentagon's own words, in the reports we've broken down, we're going to do more reports on this in the future, they admit it's going to be a surveillance system, worldwide wiretaps, what they called it. That's the WWW, the joke. It's not worldwide web. It's worldwide wiretap. And it's a web that captures you. When DARPA invented this and the CIA deployed this in the 60s, they always planned on using it not as an emergency communication system that they told you about. That was the public rollout. But as a system to have NSA capability, not just on faxes, phone calls, and radio transmissions, and UHF, VHF, but to have everything we do in commerce be digital. If you want a cashless society, you've got to have a really flashy roach trap that tricks people into going into it, that everything gets onto, so then you can take control through that of the entire grid. All right, I'm going to give the phone number out. We come back and into all the really big news on Iran and more, and Ron Paul.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, here's the bottom line. I want to try to make this as just simple as I can. There is a scientific dictatorship of eugenicists who believe they're better than everybody and who have a disdain for humanity. And we live in a organized, planned society to a great extent. The New World Order is the attempt worldwide to force compliance within the confines of that structure. And then by increment to beta test and sell the public on going deeper into it. And what's happening is, as I pointed out on the nightly news last night, we're going into a Praetorian class type system, just like with the Romans, where the gentry class, it was known, did whatever they wanted and told the low-level minions what was going to be done. And everything was about submitting to that authority. And that's what police checkpoints are about. That's what government henpecking everyone is about. That's what all the regulations are about. That's what the police bugging their eyes out at you and the TSA groping you and your wife and your children. It is about, hey, we're in your comfort zone. We're coming to your door and saying we're here to give your child shots, even though there's not a law, because we feel like it and we got guns. Hey, we're going to raise your property taxes to where you can't pay for your land. We're going to take it. We don't care. Hey, we're going to increase yearly your electricity bill by 80%. It's for the earth. Publicly giving it to big mega banks. Hey, we're going to give General Motors and others giant bailouts to move to China and Brazil. General Electric is going to move their X-ray division to China. I mean, every day I see articles where Republicans and Democrats vote to fund moving our jobs overseas while telling us all day they want to give us jobs. The United States, you judge a tree by its fruits, has gone from the number one most educated, number one longest lived, number one in patents, number one at the Olympics, number one in every category 60 years ago. Number one, admired the most freedoms, the most private property, the wildest culture, the best literature, everything. America was the gold standard. Now under New World Order control, 60 years later, roughly, we are number one in obesity, number one in cancer, number one in diabetes, number one in heart disease, number one in birth defects. Look this up. Number one in autism. Number one, number one. We are below, because I see the numbers of 60th worldwide, but they're not counting some other third world countries that are above us. But we are at least number 60 in longevity and health in the United States, from number one to number 60. We are a petri dish. We are being tested on. We are being manipulated. I mean, every day I see government reports coming out admitting the number one cause of polio worldwide, I've got one here today, is the vaccine. In the government, in UN's own report, World Health Organization. I know for a fact the vaccine makers aren't just screwing up with all these vaccines, adding other viruses and other RNA and DNA and microplasms. They're doing it on purpose, and I've got all the documents. I showed them again on the nightly news last night. I mean, I know this crime is being committed. But your average doctor down the street, your average doctor is just compartmentalized and believes whatever the American Medical Association and the American Pediatric Association tells them and the American Psychiatry Association tells them, and they just do whatever they're told. And as their patients have convulsions, or as nurses get paralyzed at the hospital, or as their own child gets damaged, most of them cannot admit to themselves that this is conscious and known. Last night I had a guest on, an investigative reporter, and he pointed out that ABC News reported on this in 2001. Congress released it in 2000. We covered it then and even had Congressman Dan Burton on at the time. He found out his grandson was brain damaged, 2 years old, talking, healthy, bouncing on his knee, giggling, learning his ABCs, took third round of shots, had a convulsion, and couldn't talk anymore. He subpoenaed the records from the CDC. He found them having meetings years before. One meeting at a Methodist retreat that they rented out, and they were in there going, yeah, it's up several thousand percentage points, massive brain damaging, autoimmune responses. We've got to cover this up or the entire government will fall and we'll lose all credibility. And then in the minutes they say, but I do suggest you tell all your families do not take the shots. I've had state attorneys on. I had a state attorney on from Maryland 5 years ago, when they ordered, quote, 2,000 to go to the courthouse to be inoculated in public school, they'd, quote, be arrested. And I got him on, and I said, it's a hoax. There's no law. You got to take that shot. And he goes, you ought to be a lawyer. On the radio, he goes, you're right. I don't vaccinate my kids. Like, because you're smart, you should be one of them. because I know a con job, then that makes me special. And then I go, hey, look at all these idiots. I'll just lie to them. Because my bosses at the state told me to tell people, you'll be arrested if you don't take the shot. And there on CNN, they showed dogs and police in riot gear and 2,000 youth with their parents. It was like 3,000 plus people total, and crying people saying, my other baby got sick. They're mainly black. My younger baby got sick from a shot. I don't want to do it, but I don't want them to arrest my other babies. And I was just desperately on the air, just wishing I had more affiliates, wishing I could reach more people, just to tell folks, hey, they're lying to you. And then you get the guy on who's on the news, and you say, you're threatening to arrest them for truancy, aren't you? Which, they're truant when you kick them out for not taking the shot, when you have no authority to kick them out for being truant. And he goes, you ought to be a lawyer. You're right, and I don't vaccinate my kids. I'm just doing what the state tells me to do. Oh, so the state tells you go out and lie to people. You go out there and bamboozle them. Go out there and manipulate them through color of law. And again, I know I've got all this SOPA news and all this other world news, but I just veer back to the vaccines because I did that interview yesterday with that mother who they sent the CPS and state police after because she wouldn't vaccinate her child. And then I looked at the comments and the emails on the videos that are on YouTube now and from the nightly news last night, and it's military people all talking, going, yeah, we were tested for this genetic disorder, my wife and I, and they say it's impossible for our son to have it, but he has it. And it turns out that about 20 people just in my unit now have children with this. They made all the pregnant women, too, even if you were pregnant in the military, take the H1N1, which before 3 years ago, they never told pregnant women take any shot. But instead of, see, they're testing. Can they say, pregnant women, it's most important for you to take it, when the insert says pregnant women don't take it? See, it's all an exercise in craziness. Hey, let's see if they'll go through body scanners and let us stick our hands down their pants. First for a year, we'll rub them on the outside. Then after that, we'll start going in the waistband. And then we'll start going in the pants and into the body with dirty gloves. Let's do it with Miss USA. They know what they're doing. It's dog training. It's absolutely breaking your will where you'll do whatever they want. So when they take your pension fund, take your bank account, devalue the dollar, jack up your water and power prices, you will just sit there feeling powerless and let them do it. Because the criminals have figured out they've already gone a million miles, and they know you're pushing back so they can warp 10 million ahead. It won't matter if we push back 10 million miles. They're still got a million miles on us. So they're just bum-rushing, psychological warfare, exercising all this tyranny upon us to just try to totally overwhelm us and send us into catatonic, learned helplessness. It's all right out of their psychological warfare manuals. But if you're conscious to this, you can turn it around. But we face a devastating situation in our society. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to the other news and your calls. America is now the beta testing ground, along with England, and then it's rolled into Europe and the rest of it. You take California, where 4 months ago the governor signed a bill that they give your children inoculations without even telling you that they did it, but they get around the forced inoculation bit saying your 11 or 12-year-old gave them permission. They sit them in a brainwashing class, show them scary videos of people dying from papillomavirus that kills about 3,000 a year. The vaccine in the insert says it doesn't even protect you from it and actually causes problems, but they, you know, they don't tell the kids that. And they say, it's your right to have an abortion in the class. It's your right to go on Ritalin or Prozac, and we have school nurses that can get you with a government psychologist. This is on record. And it's your right to take these shots. And when they had the lady from the state on CNN, I played the clip yesterday. What did she say? She said, hey, your kids are using drugs. Your kids are having sex. Your kids are having abortions without you knowing. So we're going to give them shots without you knowing. That's just as outrageous as saying we're going to stick our hands down your pants. And she said it with a straight face. And even the CNN talking head said, excuse me? Even the host broke their matrix conditioning for a minute and snapped out of it and went, because obviously that person's a parent. I didn't look it up. I can tell the woman is. Middle-aged woman, reporter, anchor. She says, excuse me? The parents don't, you're saying it's crazy that they be told? And she's like, what? You mean the government's gonna stick their hands down my pants and put me in a microwave oven? You mean the TSA setting up checkpoints on the highway? You see, you've got to really let it sink in and just wake up to how crazy it is. I'm not the crazy guy on the radio, as the corporate media calls me, because I cover real news and get freaked out about real issues. And don't cover fluff and mindless garbage. I'm a normal person who the mind control doesn't work on. The only way it works on me is making me frustrated and angry. Because once you're awake and once you've studied it, it's everywhere. I was talking to my wife last night because I was sitting, I got home about 8 o'clock. She was about to, we're about to go read stories, put the kids to bed, and I had some dinner leftovers there. And I was sitting there at the kitchen table eating, and I was watching on the iPad the nightly news that was just re-airing, as I taped it last night. It aired from 7 to 8, and it was restreaming. And she heard the interview with the investigative journalist, about all these brain-damaged children and how he woke up because of his son, getting 9 shots in one day because they demanded it, and how he went from talking and giggling and laughing to, just not even talking and explosive diarrhea for 4 years, and they wouldn't tell him why it was happening, and they discovered ways to reverse it. And she looked at my children who were all sitting around, they were listening to it, and she said, see, that's why you're not vaccinated. But we've had to say no to the nurses and people that pressure us. That's why you're hardly ever sick, and that's why you're so healthy, and it's why, you're doing so well. And she looked at me and she said, you haven't watched television in years other than movies you watch. But she said, I don't watch any of the drama shows anymore. Because like I told you about 3 years ago, all of them, all of the women shows, sitcoms, medical shows, CSI, she said almost every episode there's a child molester or a child murderer or a terrorist who also doesn't vaccinate their children. And she said, my God, I just think about all these innocent people who are watching entertainment, not realizing it's brainwashing. I mean, think of how creepy it is that they're saying it's the law you've got to take vaccines. And they are lying to people and saying it is and saying we'll shoot you up without consent. And doctors are calling the police on people. And the TV shows are saying you've got to be vaccinated, and the movies and just everything. And you've got these adults, these doctors. I know a doctor here in town who's pro-vaccine and writes articles for the paper and everything. Known the doctor for years. And when I do run into her occasionally, she's friends of the family. It's just disdain because I don't believe that I should take hundreds of shots and that I even question anything. And if you bring it to these people, well, look at all the nurses getting paralyzed and doctors getting sick from the shots. I mean, I can show you reports. I don't want to see them. And when you talk to these people that push this stuff, they never have friends. They get home at 6 or 7 and they turn on their favorite show, and their friend is the simulated hospital show with the queen bee women running everything, taking people's kids on the show and forcing vaccines on people. And that's that government-produced mind control is their family and is their world. And they take this synthetic, piped-in propaganda, and they go out and then take it to us in the real world, simulating it on us. They're in trances. Their brainwaves are right at, this is now coming out, right at sleep level. The general public is literally a zombie. They are in a trance. And these sitcoms and dramas all attack Ron Paul with subliminals and other things. And so you wonder why the general public can't wake up. You're either awake or you aren't, because they're on fluoride. They're on all these other chemicals. There's bisphenol A, estrogen mimickers. It's in everything. They're watching TV an average of 4.5 hours a day. The youth are basically already in the matrix doing nothing but playing video games and acting trendy. They don't even have real personalities now. The language is shrinking to where now the average youth, even if they make decent grades, cannot really talk, or they talk in shorthand. You know, best friend ever, K, jibble dribble. They're reducing the language. Everyone's plugged in. It's totally insane. The men are watching sports. The cancer rates are exploding. The curse of the New World Order is upon us. And again, they expected parents as the carnage and the brain damage and the death accelerated. They expected parents to get angry. And they're wargaming right now how to deal with it, how to spin it. And so now that record numbers aren't taking vaccines, you see the signs, the billboards, the people pressuring you at Walgreens and CVS to get your shot, the brainwashing, the PSAs, all the scaremongering. It's all an attempt, as you watch people dying and getting neurological disorders all around you, as you watch America turn into this diseased, cursed system, they're trying to manage the eugenics operation.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daprobiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Haven't even gotten into most of the news. We told you this was coming because Homeland Security said they would do it. But the body scanners, naked body scanners mounted on power poles that blast you with high-powered radiation, are going in New York and other areas. They're getting mobile vans, mobile trucks. Checkpoints are now popping up everywhere. And again, on the local newscast, you pull up because you see the video, and the state police are told, be crazed. They're rock-ready Marine Corps stance. They got their Marine Corps hats on. You know, their drill sergeant hats. They're bugging their eyes out. We're out here on the highway pulling over families in station wagons. Meanwhile, the Mexican mafia is taking over. The border's totally imploded. The government's caught shipping in narcotics with both hands. But there's just this about the public being bad. Because the system knows as they bring in all this evil, the public's going to start saying no. And so they want you to pull up at the checkpoint and get uppity with them. Because that's terrorism. You don't like us pulling you out of your car and putting you in a radiation baser? You don't like our hands in your pants? We're here at your house because an overflight show that you've got heat signatures. Well, you've got some cucumbers you're growing. $10,000 fine for us having to come out here without a warrant. They're like, but isn't what you're doing's wrong? Shut up. Give me your cell phone. I'm downloading the contents without a warrant. All over the country, cops pull you over now. Just grab your cell phone and just start downloading it. And then just injecting everyone with cancer, viruses, mass death everywhere, total disease, whole society falling apart, just degeneracy running rampant, giant wars they're gearing up for. Bain Capital that funds Obama. And Mitt Romney is now one of the other heads of Bain Capital, one of the top deputies of Mitt Romney, is now one of the top deputies of Obama. It's a total fixed scam. I've got all these clips of Mitt Romney worshiping abortion, and all these conservatives are dancing around saying it's of the Lord. Chop them up, chop them up. I mean, it's just so pathetic how sickening mainline Republicans are. Maybe you want to throw up. Yes, I'm ranting because I'm sick of it. I mean, look at this headline. Iran threatens to torpedo U.S. aircraft carriers. Three U.S. warships stationed in waters in the Strait of Hormuz. A senior Iranian military commander has warned that Iran has the ability to sink U.S. aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf using detection-evading submarines that can fire torpedoes. And it goes on with the rear admiral threatening. This is getting crazy. The Drudge Report linked to Bev Harris's article at blackboxvoting.org. Foreign company buys U.S. election results reporting firm. I know we reported that on Monday, but it's still important, and that's why Drudge is important, because this is reaching a lot more people than Infowars.com. So that's good news there. Continuing, Janet Napolitano gives top secret security clearance to Muslim Brotherhood. Of course, Muslim Brotherhood Al-Qaeda works for the banks that run America. The underwear bomber, Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden, Anwar al-Awlaki, all of them. All of them, period. End of story. Since I mentioned this, I'll get to it, because it just shows Ron Paul's fighting back. And it's a good way to force the mainstream corporate whore media to tell the truth. Bloomberg Businessweek reports Ron Paul presidential campaign sues anti-Huntsman video makers, who later bragged that they did it to help Huntsman. The video was called China John, implying that Ron Paul doesn't like Asians. And then that's good. You know, when somebody create something and attribute it to you, they need to get sued. So good job to Ron Paul. And the corporate dinosaur media needs to retract it as well. It's one thing if somebody makes a mistake. Everybody does that. But when it's malicious and on purpose, it's a serious issue. Now, I've got more on the SOPA bill and the big protest nationwide against the attempted takeover of the Internet. I want to take your calls. I've got the big TSA naked body scanner news coming to a street corner near you. And if you don't like being put in a microwave baster, they're going to have to crack you on the head. They're already doing it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.